Today in our gospel, we have an actual example of what it was in our second reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews. It says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from him." Because, as we know, the Word of God is a person. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And in our gospel passage today, I think perhaps we see this actually happening right in front of us in this gospel passage. The Word of God, this encounter with Jesus Christ, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing right to the heart, to the very core of this man who has come to Jesus. I think this is really one of the most poignant, for me, passages in the Gospels. Frankly, it's so sad. It is so very sad. This man comes to Jesus and asks, "What do I have to do to be saved?" And Jesus says, "Well, you know, you have to keep the commandments." And he says, "I've done that since my youth." And this passage, it says, Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And said to him, "You are lacking one thing. Here is the word of God, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing right to the heart of the issue." And he says, you have to get rid of your possessions. Give them to the poor, and then come, follow me. This is exactly the same sort of formula that Jesus used in calling his apostles, in calling the 12. This is a very amazing moment. Jesus creates a moment of crisis for this man. Crisis comes from the Greek word that means decision. He has to make a decision. What is more important to him? His wealth, or to be a disciple of Jesus? Which is more important? Jesus cut right to the point for this man. You know, the apostles are sort of, Jesus' disciples are just astonished by this. When Jesus says how hard it is for the wealthy to enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, this maybe is sort of a compliment to Christianity, how much the message of Jesus Christ has really permeated our world and still continues to. Although we might still want to be rich or something like that, we know that poverty is probably an aid in getting to heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, anyhow, having poverty of spirit. It wouldn't be astonishing to us, but it was to the apostles, to the ancient world, the idea that someone lowly could be exalted. Jesus says, I've come to lift up the lowly. That was a crazy idea. A really crazy idea. So much so that even Jesus' disciples had a hard time getting their mind around it. Jesus says, children, to the apostles, children, how hard it is for those who trust in wealth to enter the kingdom of heaven. If you've been listening the last few weeks, especially some of the second readings from the Epistle of James, it's been talking about the dangers of wealth. Did you hear that in the last few weeks? Money per se in and of itself isn't bad. But as we say, the love of money is bad. Like Jesus said, we cannot put our confidence, our trust in wealth. We have to trust only in Him. The Lord asked this man in the gospel today, to choose whether he wanted to keep his wealth or to be a disciple. And he said, Jesus cut right to the question for this man. And this man chose his wealth. But it said, his face fell and he went away sad because he had many possessions. The man was able to keep his money, but he wasn't happy. The Lord doesn't ask everybody to give everything. But nobody can trust in wealth. One way that we are able not to put our trust in wealth is to sort of wean ourselves from it by giving alms. You know, the Lord recommends that, to give alms. We find peace and joy and freedom when we give alms habitually, regularly. This parish is generous. I was reflecting on that just in the, you know, in the last few weeks. We had a collection for our sister parish in Haiti. We had a collection for the victims of the floods in Waverly and St. Patrick's Parish in our own diocese. This year, I want to thank you for the offerings that you have made to this parish. It's been a very difficult year, of course. And I need to ask you to continue to support the works of this parish by your offerings. You know, during the past year, we have survived together these very difficult times of the pandemic. We have faced together sickness and death and the loss of many things. I thank God, and I thank you. Because you have chosen to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ and not to put trust in riches. Each of us needs to let the Lord sort of cut to the very heart of us and see, is there anything that I'm valuing more than being his disciple? Like this man was valuing his riches more than being a disciple of Jesus. You know, Jesus goes through all of those things that when Peter asks, he said, all of those things, don't worry about all those things. Many of them very good things. But we have to be willing to give all in our discipleship, not to say no to the Lord. In the needs of our parish, you know, we continue to need your help. But I don't trust in riches, but I trust in Jesus and in the generosity of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ here in this place. Those who choose discipleship above all things. Because it seems to me, although this story of the gospel that we read has a tragically, heartbreakingly sad ending, this good man choosing to turn away from Jesus because he valued his wealth more than his discipleship, I think, and encourage us to continue to value our discipleship above all things and to continue to live that, to show that. And I thank God for that, and I thank you for that.